God gave Adam such detailed instruction. Everything. But Adam decided to do something different, and I believe he got himself under pressure. Because Eve took that fruit after talking. We call it fruit. I don't know what it is. Some people say it's an apple. I don't know what it is, what it was. All I know is she ate something that she shouldn't have. And she took it after talking to the devil, Satan, through the snake. Satan was in the snake. And she took it and ate it. Then she offered to Adam. All Adam had to do when she put in her, when she took it in her hand, because like I said, and we're moving on, I used to read that scripture many years ago. I thought Eve had wandered off out there in the garden by herself. And Adam wasn't there. And when she ate it, she went and found him and called him. But I read the scripture a little closer, and the Bible says he was right there. And he saw her eat that fruit. He should have stopped it right up front. Sometimes we do that. I do that as pastor. I'm getting better. Amen. Amen. Because it'll cost you more if you let things just linger. All right. What if Adam had stepped up and said, "Nope, we're not going to do that, Eve. Satan, you get out of here." What would have happened? All the pain, all the lack, all the confusion, all the divorces, all the starvation, all the stuff you trying to have fun with and it crushes and it crumbled on you and crushes you. We wouldn't have to deal with that. Then somebody get up, call themselves preaching, and we wonder why we have so many things to deal with and many of them we don't see results. Somebody get up after all of that, then they'll say, "God's in control." God sent that storm. God sent that tornado. Even some of them were off enough to say, "God sent Kobe." God don't have no mess like that. But if you got your mind, if you thinking like that, you nowhere close to operating with God. And that's why you walk around with fear of something. God is not to be feared, but he's to be reverenced and respected, trusted, and obeyed, and do what he said, because God is right. God not trying to be right. God not hoping he's right. God know he's right. And he is to be obeyed without question, without arguing, without reasoning. He said it, it's right. So, when we come to this place, but somewhere Eve got mixed up. I'm coming to the crucifixion. I promise you I am. But somewhere Eve got mixed up, and I believe Adam was part of that mixed up, helping her get mixed up, because he didn't tell it like God told him. And when he saw Eve had did what God said not to do, somebody said what he was trying to do, you mess up and you try to fix up what you mess up and all you do is mess it up more. When she did what he told her not to do, he went in there trying to get her and he got caught. And man was lost. He got caught. He he did trying to eat and get her out of there, went in there to get her, and he failed. So that moment, the whole earth was shifted. The operation of the whole earth changed. Are y'all hearing me? I said the operation of the whole earth changed, because when Adam did that, you know what happened? He just changed lords. God used to be his Lord, now the devil is. God had total control of him, now the devil has. And Adam began to produce in the earth, reproduce human beings. And Satan had control of them. Still them being born holy, righteous, godly, loving, kindness. They were born full of evil. And it just took a matter of time. It's spewed out. We saw that. We can see that with who? Cain and Abel. Abel was doing good. Didn't do a thing in the world to Cain. Just was doing good, doing right. Are y'all in the house? Yes, sir. What he set out to do was to bring God his best offering. And he did. And Cain wanted to slop up anything to God. You know how some believers do. They just slop in the church, and they'll kind of pick up the Bible and look at the scripture half upside down. And then go tell somebody, "I read my Bible." Never intended to obey it in the first place. And so when the question come up, "I read my Bible, how much are you doing?" And Cain killed his brother because his offering was accepted by God, and God turned Cain down. Am I right? The whole earth changed, y'all. Instead of the earth bringing forth all the things God created, I pray y'all listen to this morning. And we were to be filled with all the riches of God, all the goodness of God. Everything in life, God had planned it to lavish upon us in a way it would be extravagant. That nobody suffered lack for nothing. But now there's envy, jealousy, competition, strife. That would happen to families. Don't let someone you want to stir up a stink real big, let someone die, and the person that passes, the deceased, don't leave a clear will. You know, it's sort of jot something down, and that will is not clear. Or if somebody get one more dollar than they do. They ready to shoot them. And people have got shot. Yeah. Y'all know it. Don't be looking at me like that. Yes, where did that come from? God never intended for you to have stuff like that in your life. But this is what happened when Adam sinned. He allowed someone in the earth, that in this earth realm, that didn't have no right to be here. And God so loved mankind, God so loved the world, that he looked and he knew he had to go into the Godhead, because nobody else anywhere else qualified. And he found someone in the Godhead that will become a second and last Adam to fix this.